This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
So here we are at the Eastside Center in East Peoria, and Chuck Collins, again, this is one of the truly fantastic facilities to hold a tournament.
Yeah, it's about 20 years old, but it's well maintained, and the press box is interesting because you've got fields on all sides of the press box. So if you have, we're on Diamond 9 looking out of the press box window here. If we had another game on another side, we'd just move over to the other part of the press box. So it's kind of a, octagonal type situation. And so we've got good vantage points no matter what diamond you're on.
In fact, Pawnee is playing in the Class 1A semifinals just to the diamond to the left of us. So we'll try to keep up to date on how the Pawnee junior high baseball team is doing in their semifinal round game.
I like this one. They have the games going on at the same time. And you can hear the PA from the other game, so it's not just our PA here. So, yeah, it's an interesting concept if you haven't. Everybody's used to just having one individual game in front of them. Well, now we have games all around us. We can hear PAs and the fans and the
smell the food
in the back and the food and everything else. So that's it's truly a unique experience being right here in the center of everything.
Pawnee has fallen behind 1-0 in the second inning in their semifinal game against Normal Epiphany. And here we go as they go as the Indians get ready as C.J. Frensco steps into the left side of the batter's box and Evan Addis is ready to make the first pitch of the day for the Shoes of T-Town. And the first pitch of the ball game is a called strike and this game is underway. Winner will play in the championship set for about 4:30 this afternoon. The 0-1 pitch to Frensco, batting left-handed, is outside, and it's 1-1. It'll be Frensco, Preston Kaler, and then Cameron Hailstone. If anybody gets on, Zane Cunningham for the Indians. Next delivery from Addis. This one is up and in, and it's 2-1. Gillespie with the orange jersey, gray pants. T-Town with the dark navy jerseys with the gold sleeves. There's the 2-1 delivery. Frensco swings and misses. And the count is 2-2. And Addis is working quickly today.
Yeah, and it's good they have different colored uniforms. Yesterday, both were wearing orange.
It's tough to keep track of them. There's the next delivery. A curveball. Called strike on the outside corner. That one tasted the corner. And Frensco was down on strike. And that's how this ball game starts off this morning here at the IESA State Baseball Class 2A Tournament. So in steps Preston Kaler for Gillespie. He's the second baseman today, a right-handed hitter. One down, nobody on, no score, top of the first. And Preston takes a call, strike right down the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1. Again, Ruhal's at third, Buescher at short. Derek Gators at second base, and Conkle at first for T-Town. Next pitch is a curveball that misses, 1-1. Mersman in left field, Justin Hardick in center, and Matthew Daters in right. Evan Wormert doing the catching today for the Wooden Shoes up to Toplett. And the next pitch, this one's up high, and it's 2-1. Cloud cover, but no rain. So, and a cool day. But it's October 1st.
That's right. Welcome to October.
Swing and a miss by Kaler in 2-2. Hailstone waiting on deck for Gillespie. Jeremy Smith, the head coach of Gillespie, along with Tim Wargo, his assistant. And here's a swing and a miss by Preston Kaler and 2 strikeouts for the Indians and 2 down in the top of the first inning. And here's Cameron Hailstone stepping in from the right side. Madeline did a great job pitching yesterday for Gillespie. And Addis is off to a good start today for Katopoulos. Hailstone. There's a shortstop today, and he takes a breaking pitch outside for 1. The winner of this game gets the title game about 4:30, and the loser will play in the third-place game about 2:30 this afternoon. Either way, we'll have the Gillespie broadcast. On WSMI FM 106, there's a swing and a miss. That is 1-1. And the neat thing about this ballpark, on this facility here, as here comes the 1-1 pitch, and this one's blown down the right side and is going to drop out of play. And the count is 1-2. They've got netting over the seating areas.
Right.
Most of the seating area is directly behind home plate, so it's a safety issue, safety factor for the folks here who are taking in the ball game, which is a good, good idea.
And they save baseballs, too, because the net catches them.
That's true.
Saves money.
Got these goofy-looking pipes that they stick together and they knock them out.
Yeah.
So. All right, here's the 1-2 pitch, and there's a shot into left field, and that is down, and it's going to roll to the fence. It's going to be at least a double for Cameron Hailstone, and they're going to hold him up there with a two-out double. So Gillespie gets their first hit of the day as Hailstone doubles just out of the reach of Blake Mersman, the left fielder, who made a nice run. They had him. Hailstone played a little bit around to the right side, so there was some hitting room down the line. And Hailstone did what they used to say, hit him where they ain't.
Well, he nailed it, too. And on the radio, you could probably heard the pop of that.
So the Indians have a runner in scoring position, and here's the cleanup hitter, Zane Cunningham, today's starting pitcher, right-handed hitter, and he takes a called strike. So the Indians try to make some noise here in the top half of the first inning. Hailstone with his lead at second, and now a little bounding ball back to the pitcher. Picked up by Addis, the throw to first base in time, and that's how the inning comes to an end. Play goes 1-3 for the final out. No runs ahead, a base runner left stranded. We played a half inning in the IESA Class 2A State Tournament semifinal. And it's Gillespie nothing, and Petopoulos coming to bat. Today's broadcast also brought to you by Drew Ford and Gillespie, serving the area since 1967, Macoupin County's only Ford dealer. Let's set the Gillespie defense for you. Zane Cunningham, the right-hander on the hill, a record of 2-0, a 2.16 ERA. Gavin Griffith doing the catching again today. Aiden Madeline is at third. Cameron Hailstone at short. Preston Kaler at second. C.J. French to at first. Jack Herron's in left. Jake Carter in center. And the right fielder, Jack Herron, is in right. And in left field will be Dylan Lewis. So, Wormert is the first batter for T-Town. Evans, the catcher, right-handed hitter. So, Gillespie got a base hit and left a man stranded. Now, let's see what Zane Cunningham can do for Gillespie. Getting room in right center field for this leadoff batter, and the first pitch to Wormert is down low for ball one. Zane Cunningham doing the pitching today here in the second state tournament game for the Gillespie Indians. He gets a sign from Gavin Griffith. Here's the pitch, and this one is a called strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Sam Buescher to follow. Evan Addison, if anybody gets on, Matthew Daters due up for T-Town. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Wormert, and this one just misses low, and it's 2-1. Well, there are a few folks without jackets on, a few with jackets on today. At least no umbrellas.
No, that's good. People run them, but they're put away.
Here's the next delivery. This one's fouled off to the right side, and the count is 2-2. Winona Fieldcrest will take on St. Joseph in the second semifinal round game. Three classes in IESA baseball, two classes in softball this year, three classes in baseball. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Evan Wormert. Breaking pitch, is a swing and a miss, strike three. That's the first strikeout of the day for Zane Cunningham of Gillespie. And Wormert is retired on strikes, and Sam Buescher will be the batter. He pulled the string on that one. Buescher is the shortstop, a right-handed hitter. One down, nobody on, no score. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Petopoulos batting. Pretty much straight away in the outfield for this hitter. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Four strike one by Sam Buescher. The T-Town pitcher, Evan Addis, waiting on deck. There's the next pitch from Cunningham. And this one misses down low. And it's 1-1. Lots of orange and black to the right of us. Lots of gold and blue to the left of us. Here's the next delivery. This one skips off the plate and back to the screen, 2-1. Pawnee, by the way, in their 1A quarterfinal yesterday, won their game 1-0 on a solo home run.
Yeah. We had some high-scoring games and some low-scoring games yesterday.
Here's the 2-1 pitch to Sam Buescher. This one, Buescher has to duck out of the way, and it's 3-1. ballpark, these fields are in excellent condition. Of course, their grass is a little slick, a little wet, but the infield, terrific condition. Here's the next delivery, and this one is ball four. So a one-out walk. That's the first walk given up by Zane Cunningham. So one on and one out for Tatopoulos, and Evan Addis is the batter. T-Town pitcher. He's a right-handed pitcher, a right-handed batter. And Cunningham will work from the stretch. Pretty good lead over there by Buescher. First baseman Frenzko is going to hold him on. And a step-off by Cunningham. And T-Town is a very aggressive baseball team. So they are not afraid to steal a base or two.
Yeah, exactly. Cunningham has had a little trouble, I think, with the fastball. Having trouble with the fastball, relying on the curveball a little bit. So we'll see if he can get that straightened out.
Ball one to Addis. Next pitch is a called strike. Ball one strike.
Good curveball.
Yeah.
But they may catch on to that, so hopefully we can get the fastball going.
Well, you got to be able to spot your fastball and then work everything off of that. He comes to the stretch. The 1-1 pitch to Addis is called strike on the outside corner with a fastball, and that makes it 1-2. So the shoes of T-Town trying to clackety-clack and make some noise here in the bottom half of the first inning. A runner at first and one down. A 1-2 count to Evan Addis. Now a step off again by Cunningham. Three-man umpiring crew for these state tournament games. There's the next pitch. This one is down and in. Gets away from the catcher Griffith and scurrying on down to second base is Sam Buescher. That evens the count of 2-2. So now the shoes have a runner in scoring position. Matthew Daters waiting on deck. He represents the cleanup spot in the batting order. Now time called by the home plate umpire. Well, we've got a Illini football coming up this afternoon for you on WAOX. And a curveball. This one's over the head of the catcher all the way back to the screen. And that one just plumb got away from Cunningham. And that makes the count 3-2. And down to third base is Buescher. So just 80 feet away. T-Town has a potential run. One out, and here comes the 3-2 pitch to Addis, and that's up high ball four. So Cunningham has struggled after striking out the leadoff man. Walk two, first and third with one down, and here's the cleanup hitter, Daters. Matthew Daters, a right-handed hitter. He's big dude.
He might have a little power.
My goodness, he's a tall guy. And now we're going to call a balk on Cunningham, and that's going to score the first run of the ball game. Zane Cunningham calls for the balk, and T-Town gets on the board 1-0. And down to second base goes Evan Addis. Now Jeremy Smith, the coach of Gillespie, wants to ask what exactly Zane did to cause the balk. And that conversation is over.
He got the explanation, but no replays.
Yeah, yeah. So a runner at second base, one run home. T-Town leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. And the cleanup hitter Daters awaits the first pitch to him. A check on the runner at second base. Here's the pitch. And this one is down low for ball one. Well, what may have happened, Cunningham may have brought his hands together and then separated the hands and didn't come to the plate with the pitch. I'm guessing on the balk. Next pitch is up high, and it's 2-0. 2-0, no strikes to the cleanup hitter, Daters. Hayden Ruhall waiting on deck. Here's the next delivery. This one is foul, back and out of play. It's 2-1. And the out-of-town scoreboard, Normal Epiphany has a 2-0 lead over Pawnee now after two innings in the Class 1A state tournament semifinal. A 1-0 lead for T-Town here in the bottom of the first inning. A runner at second, one out. 2-1 the count to Matthew Daters. The pitch from Cunningham. This one's up and away. And Zane has dropped behind Matthew Daters, 3-1. Daters is looking dead red here. If it's in the zone, he's going to pound it. Let's see what Cunningham can do on a 3-1 count. The pitch from Zane, and there's a shot into left center. That's down and all the way to the fence. That's going to make it a 2-0 lead for T-Town. As Daters stops at second base with a double. And the Shoes have taken a 2-0 lead.
Had a feeling that might happen because he had to come into him because he has been a little bit erratic. And he came in with it belt high, and he took advantage of it.
So a little conference now as Coach Smith will come back out, and Jeremy will talk with Zane Cunningham, his pitcher, along with the catcher and the infielder. And this is one of these conversations where you just kind of say, okay, guys, let's take a deep breath here. It's only the first inning. But right. Let's not get too upset about things here. Hayden Ruhall is going to be the batter as the Topplers has taken a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning. Cunningham struck out the leadoff batter, and he walked Sam Buescher. He also walked Evan Addis. And a balk occurred, which sent the first run home. And a double from Daters sent the other run home. So Daters is down at second base with one down. And here's Hayden Ruhall. He, too, a tall batter from the right side. And the pitch from Cunningham. Good pitch on the inside corner for strike one. T-Town has been here, done that before. They've won the last three straight state tournament titles, and I think have been in the state finals five out of the last 6 years. And here's a swing and a miss, strike two on Ruhall. Justin Hardeck waiting on deck for the Shoes. Cunningham looks in for the sign. Let's be outfielder playing very, very deep. Here's a pitch. It's foul back to the screen. Count remains 0-2. All right, fielder Jack Aaron almost at the warning track. 220 or 250 down the line and 275 to dead center here at this ballpark. 0-2 the count to Hayden Ruhall. And the pitch from Cunningham is a breaking pitch that misses outside. Ball one. 1-2. Kind of been a long inning for Zane. But if the Indians can get out of it with just a couple of runs scored, that would be all right. Here's the next pitch. A curveball just misses off the inside corner, and it's 2-2. Had to have the batter Ruhall backing away from the plate. Mm-hmm. And the 2-2 delivery. Call strike three. Caught the outside corner. Second strikeout in the inning. A big strikeout for the Gillespie Indians. And that brings up Justin Hardeck, the center fielder. He bats with two outs, two runs home, a runner at second base. Here in the bottom of the first inning. He's the center fielder today, a right-handed hitter. And Cunningham will step off, and he wants Griffith to show him the signs again. Pretty good lead out at second base by Nader. There's a pitch. Going a foul back to the screen by Hardeck for strike one. Shoes of T-Town. Is there anything that they're not good at?
Well, I tell you, everything. My goodness.
Yeah. Hardeck awaits the 0-1 pitch. The next one is outside ball two, and a good stop by It goes to catcher Griffith. That pitch was way outside. One ball, one strike. Gary Kunkel waiting on deck for the wooden shoes of Tatopoulos. There's the next pitch from Cunningham. This one just misses off the inside part of the plate. And it's 2-1. Hardick, the sixth man to hit here in the first inning for T-Town. Cunningham nods his head yes, checks the runner, checks again, and here comes the pitch. That one misses outside, and it's 3-1. So three balls and a strike to Hardick. He digs in. Cunningham looks in for the sign and delivers a swing and a miss. Three balls, two strikes on Justin Hardick. And Zane Cunningham, one strike away from getting out of this first inning miss.
And he needs to. He's thrown a lot of pitches this inning.
Zane nods his head yes, and the pitch is on the way, and this one's into the dirt, back to the screen, down to third base goes Daters, and down to first base goes Hardick on the walk. Third walk in the inning. First and third and two down for T-Town. T-Town leading 2-0. Pawnee does not score in the top of the third, so they trail Normal Epiphany in their 1A semifinal game. 2-0. The batter for T-Town, Derek Kunkel, first baseman, a right-handed hitter. Runners at the corners. Here's the pitch from Cunningham. Check swing and a called strike on the inside corner. Kunkel, the number seven man in the batting order for the shoes of T-Town. Down at third is Daters. Hardick's at first. They have their lead. There goes the runner at first, and the pitch is fouled, back and out of play. And the count is 0-2. So another baseball thrown into play. And Zane Cunningham would like to have strikeout number three right here. He's ahead in the count 0-2. Checks and delivers, and the pitch is down low, and a stolen base and no throw, as Hardick ends up at second base. One ball, two strikes. Now two runners in scoring position for the shoes. T-Town leading 2-0. Two outs in the inning, and 1-2 the count on Kunkel. Now a step off by Zane Cunningham, as Hardick had a huge lead at second base, but there's no way where for him to go with Daters at third. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Call strike three. Got him at the letters. So indeed, Cunningham strikes out the side, but in between, the shoes put two runs on the board. After one inning of play in the IESA Class 2A State Tournament semifinal round game, it's Tatopoulos 2. Gillespie nothing, back with second inning action in 60 seconds. Back at Eastside Center in East Peoria, the IESA Class 2A State Tournament semifinal with Gillespie taking on Tatopoulos, and Gillespie batting here in the top of the second inning. Aiden Madeline, Jack Heron, and Gavin Griffith, two up against Evan Addis. And the first pitch from Addis is outside for ball one to Madeline. He pitched a heck of a ball game yesterday in the quarterfinals for Gillespie. Toss the three hitter. Here's the next pitch. Aiden takes a called strike at the knees, and it's one ball, one strike. Five, six, and seven batters due up for the Indians. Addis works quick. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing a little looper over the head of the shortstop. That drops in for a base knock. That's the second hit of the day for Gillespie. And a leadoff hit for Aiden Madeline.
That's what you have to do after giving up two runs of previous inning. Come right back out and be aggressive and try to get some base runners going and not have the momentum continuing to shift the other way.
Jack Heron will step to the plate. Jack's the right fielder today for Gillespie, right-handed hitter. Gillespie trailing 2-0 as the Indians bat here in the top of the second inning. Addis working from the stretch. The runner has his lead. He The batter pulls back from the bunt attempt, and the ball gets away from the catcher, and down to second base goes Satellite. Ball one on Jack Heron. He showed bunt, pulled back as the pitch was out of the strike zone. It got away from the catcher. That allowed Madeline to move down to second base. So now Gillespie with a runner in scoring position. Gavin Griffith waiting on deck for Gillespie. How about a little old base hit here, Jack? What do you say? Here's the pitch. He squares the bunt, pulls back, takes ball two. Well, Miner's thinking small ball. Let's get this runner over to third base and try to at least get a run on the board this inning. Indians are trailing 2-0. Avanatis checks the runner and delivers, and the ball gets away from the catcher, and down to third base goes Aiden Edline, and the count goes to 3-0.
Doesn't have to bunt now.
No. 3-0, Heron more than likely will be taking. Runner with a short lead at third, the pitch, and there's a call strike, and it's 3-1. It wouldn't shock me to see a squeeze here.
That would be
with nobody out, probably not. Here's the pitch. And that's a called strike two on the outside corner. So that line to third. Nobody out now. 3-2 the count on Jack Heron. That is to the stretch and the pitch. Wing and a shot off of the right side foul. As Heron got around late on that fastball. And we'll do it again. Miners trying to make some noise, or the Indians trying to make some noise here in the top of the second inning. By the way, the podcast of yesterday's ball game is already up on the website at WSMIRadio.com. You can listen to it at your leisure or download a copy for free. There's a 3-2 pitch to Jack Heron, and he shoots this one to the right side. And look out down there. Woo! That was right in the crowd, and I think it caught somebody down there. A Gillespie fan, perhaps. Hopefully everybody's okay. Count remains 3-2. Well, whatever chased him away from the fence line, they're all back up to the fence line again. That's good news. Here we go, Jack. 3-2 pitch, swing, and a... foul out of play off to the right side. Heron's got a good at-bat going here against Devin Addis. So let's be with Madeline at third base and nobody out. Come on, Jack. Put it in play, buddy. 3-2, the count. The pitch from Addis. And ball 4 inside, and that puts the tying run on base. And the batter will be Gavin Griffith. So Madeline to third. Heron's on at first. Indians trail 2-0 here in the top of the second inning, and Gavin Griffith, the catcher, is at the plate. Right-handed hitter. Evan Addison in a bit of a pickle right now for T-Town. Here's the pitch. Swing and a shot to the right side. That is going to get down. Foul. Out of the play. And the count is 0-1 on Gavin Griffith.
As we said yesterday, put the ball in play, take your cut, put the ball in play, and good things will happen.
This is junior high baseball. I've seen 15-run leads in the seventh inning of that race. Oh, and one they count. The grip at the pitch. Oh, that one drives him off the plate with a breaking pitch, and it's 1-1. Time called by the home plate umpire. He wants to dust off the dish. Aiden Madeline's at third. Jack Heron's at first. Nobody out. Indians trailing 2-0. We're in the top of the second inning. A 1-1 count to Griffith. There's the pitch with the runner going from first to strike and a throw down to third base. Ball gets away momentarily from the third baseman, Ruhal, but no advance by Madeline. So 1-2 the count on Griffith, and now both runners in scoring position for Gillespie. As Heron ends up at second base. So 1-2. And a base hit here by a Gillespie catcher. Gavin Griffith would get the Indians on the board and maybe tie the ball game up. Here's the pitch. Up and away. Ball two, two and two. Anthony Rebus, the on-deck hitter for Gillespie. Addis looks in for the sign, gets the one he wants, and from the stretch he delivers, swing and a shot into center. This is going to get a run home. The center fielder makes the catch, the runner a third tag, and the Indians are on the board, and an RBI sacrifice fly by Gavin Griffith.
That's what you have to do, get that runner from third home in that situation, and that's the way you do it, and they still have more opportunities here with the runners at first and second.
Now they're going to appeal that he left too early from third base, he being Madeline, and the umpire denied, and next batter, Anthony Rebus will step to the plate, so Gillespie on the board, on E. Now after 3.5 innings, trailing 3-0 in their semifinal game in Class 1A.
Runner at second, not first and second.
Oh,
I didn't see the
runner at second. Yeah, yes, that's right. Runner at
second,
third
yeah.
Scored. Yeah. That's right. So runner at second. That represents the tying run. And that's Jack Heron. And the first pitch to Rebus is down low for ball one. Anthony's the D-hit, your right-handed hitter. So Addis has been touched here in this top of the second inning. Here's the next pitch to Rebus, and he swings and misses. And it's one ball, one strike. Jake Carter waiting on deck for Gillespie. Now the Indians have plated a run here in the third inning, or the second inning, and cut the lead to 2-1 in favor of T-Town. The next pitch is outside, and it's 2-1 to Anthony Rebus. Rebus digs in. Addis checks the runner at second. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. That's 2-2. Well, you like the way Addis works quickly. You know,
yeah.
Getting the ball and let's pitch. No messing around. That's a good trait to have. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Check swing down low. And the count is full. On Anthony Rebus. Aaron's at second base. One out. A run home for the Indians. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. And that is called strike three on the outside corner. Third strikeout of the day for Evan Addis. And the second out of the inning for the Indians. And the batter will be Jake Carter.
You know, we're talking about the weather here today and yesterday being kind of drizzly. It's dry here today. It's still temperatures around 61. If this tournament were a week ago, we'd be complaining it was too hot because it was 90 a week ago today.
That's my kind of weather.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, last week.
That's baseball weather. So two down for the Indians, and Carter steps in with a runner at second base. Jake, the center fielder today, and he swings and misses at the pitch up and out of the strike zone for strike one. Addis with three strikeouts on the day, hasn't walked a batter. Comes to the stretch, here's the pitch, swing and a shot, foul back to the screen, and it's quickly 0-2. It's all started when Madeline singled to start the inning. Aaron drew a walk, sacrifice fly, scored Madeline from third on a sack fly by Griffith. Here's a swing and a miss, and down on strikes is Carter, and that's going to end the inning. Four strikeouts on the day for Evan Addis, the T-down pitcher. In the inning, the Indians come up with one run on one hit. They strand a base runner. They've stranded two on the day. We played an inning and a half of the IESA State Baseball Tournament semifinal. It's T-Town 2, Gillespie 1, back with more in 60 seconds. Terry Tone, along with my good friend Chuck Collins, back at Eastside Center, East Peoria. Chuck's keeping an eye on the weather situation for us. That's what he does professionally, folks.
Get paid to be wrong 60% of the time.
There you
what
go.
A great job.
Well, what a great
job.
That's a Hall of Fame job right there.
Exactly. If I played baseball, I'd be in Cooperstown years ago.
Andy Niebrugge, the DH, will lead things off for T-Town. Zane Cunningham goes back to work, and the first pitch from Zane is a called strike, and the bottom of the second inning is underway. So it'll be Niebrugge, and then Derek Daters, and then back to the top of the batting order, Evan Wormert. Cunningham gets the sign he wants from Griffith, and here's the 0-1 pitch. This one misses down low, one ball, one strike. Madeline is at third base, Hailstone at short, Kaler at second, Frenchco at first, Lewis, Carter, Heron in the outfield for Gillespie, and Griffith doing the catching. Here's the 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss, and a ball and two strikes. Going to be doing baseball in the fall, junior high baseball. We've had several teams in recent years playing here at the state tournament. Here's a ground ball past the shortstop, Hailstone into center field for a base hit. Cameron couldn't quite get to it. So a base hit for Andy Niebrugge, and the batter will be Derek Dater. Now we're going to have a courtesy runner. And that will be, let me find my T-Town roster here. The Colton Kester. Colton Kester running at first base for Niebrugge. So here's Derek Daters batting with a runner at first and nobody out. And Totopoulos leading 2-1 as a shoes bat here in the bottom of the second inning. So Zane Cunningham, who worked much of that first inning off the stretch, will be back in the same position with a runner at first base and nobody out. Cunningham checks the runner and delivers. And the batter shows butt, pulls back, and takes a breaking pitch outside for ball one. Derek Dater is batting in the number nine spot for T-Town. He's the second baseman. Right-handed hitter. Shows bunt, and now a step off again by Cunningham just to force the runner, Kester, back. Now a check on the runner. Here's the pitch, a bunt to the first base side. Will be fielded by Frenchco. He's going to race to the bag, and he is there first. And out is Derek Daters for the sacrifice works. The play goes three unassisted for the sacrifice. One down, and down to second base goes Hester.
Might have been easier if he tagged him. He had plenty of space in between him and the runner, but he decided to do the foot race and barely made it.
Barely.
Yeah.
That was close. Way too close.
That's one of the things that the coach will probably say after the inning and say next time we'll look at doing it a little bit differently. That's just the teaching aspect.
But it was a well-placed bunt.
Yeah.
So Frenchco, first baseman, did commit and had to make the play. Here's a ground ball up the middle. That's a base hit. And they're going to wave the runner, Kester, home. Here comes the throw home. It is not in time. And down to second base goes Wormert. So T-Town gets another run on the board. And Evan Wormert singles home a run. And that makes it a 3-1 lead for the Shoes of T-Town. And now Coach Jeremy Smith going to come out and talk things over again with his club. And I think we're going to have a courtesy runner again. And that's going to be Caden Altoff for T-Town running at second base for Wormert. And the batter will be Sam Buescher. The T-Town scored two in the first inning. They added a run on here in the second and lead 3-1. And Buescher drew a walk. Scored on a balk last inning. He is the batter. Runner at second leads away. One out in the inning. Here's a pitch from Cunningham. And this one gets away from the catcher and down to third base. Throws the runner off. And the count is 1-0 on Sam Buescher. T-Town threatening again. Buescher digs in. Cunningham gets his sign. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. And this one is up high, and it's 2-0. Short lead by the runner at third. Cunningham continued to work from the stretch. Here's a swing and a miss by Buescher. And it's 2-1. Buescher holds the bat high. Here's a pitch from Cunningham. This one misses up high, and it's 3-1. Normal Epiphany leading 4-0 in their game against Pawnee in the 1A state semifinal. This diamond just to the left of us. 3-1 pitch to Buescher is shot down the right side. That is a foul ball. And the count is full at 3-2. Cunningham could use a strikeout.
It's been a lot of pitches, so we'll have to wait and see what happens here in the next inning or so. Something may have to change.
Evan Addis waiting on deck for T-Town. 3-2 the count to Sam Buescher. Runner at third leads away. Here's the pitch, and a pop-up. Is it going to stay in play near the fence line and out of play? First baseman C.J. Frenzko gave chase, but it was out of his reach, so we'll do it again. I think the sun was trying to come out there for a second.
Yeah, it's trying. I don't think we'll see much of it today, but it will peek through here and there.
Maybe they were trying to open the dome. Here's the 3-2 pitch on the way. And that's ball four. That gets away from the catcher. The runner for third will score. Now T-Town has a 3-run lead at 4-1. That is the fourth walk given up by Zane Cunningham today, as T-Town adds a fourth run on the scoreboard. They now lead 4-1. And Jeremy Smith is going to come out and talk with his hurler, and this may be it. The Indians may be making a pitching change, and that is the case. T-Town with a 4-1 lead. Gillespie is going to make a pitching change. We'll come back with more from the IESA Class 2A State Baseball Tournament in just a moment. Well, Aiden Madeline has returned to the mound where he worked yesterday so effectively, and he will face Evan Addis for the shoes of T-Town. T-Town leading 4-1, batting here in the second inning. Bottom of the second inning, Addis drew a walk and scored on a sacrifice fly. Or scored on a double, I should say, by Matthew Daters. Runner at first base is Buescher. Cunningham's over at first base now for Gillespie. Here's a called strike. On one the count. Frenzko has moved to center field. Cunningham to first base. And a called strike. Two strikes the count on Evan Addis, as Aiden Madeline has entered the ball game here. Cunningham responsible for the runner at first base. Here's the next pitch. This is a fly ball into right field. Right fielder coming on and making the catch is Jack Heron. So that's two down in the inning. And the batter will be Matthew Daters. Daters doubled home a run last inning. So a 4-1 lead for T-Town, batting here in the second inning. Runner at first base, two down. Daters 1-for-1 on the day, Madeline. The pitched so effectively yesterday, pitching again today in relief, and the breaking pitch misses for ball one. Next pitch, two Daters on the way, fouled at the plate. And that makes it one ball, one strike. Got to look out there and make sure we have all the defenders squared away. Don't have the first, third baseman. I think it's Jake Carter. Daters, one ball, one strike to count. Madeline to the stretch. Here's the pitch, Maiden. And that's a breaking pitch that drops in there for strike two. Daters gave up on it. Came back and caught the inside part of the plate. Now the Indians a strike away from getting out of this inning. Madeline to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They struck him out. Good pitch. Madeline with his first strikeout of the day, the fourth by Gillespie pitching, and that brings the second inning to an end. But in the bottom half of the second, the Shoes of T-Town come up with two additional runs. We play two in the state semifinal. It's the top of its four. Gillespie one, back with more baseball in 60 seconds. Back at Eastside Center in East Peoria, a 4-1 lead for the Shoes of Tatopoulos, and it's back to the top of the batting order for the Gillespie Indians, C.J. Frensko, Preston Kaler, and Cameron Hailstone, as Evan Addis goes back to work, and the first pitch to Frensko is inside for ball one. D.J., a left-handed hitter, was a strikeout victim his first time up, 1-4 on the day for Evan Addis. Now he shoots this one down the left field line and out of play. One ball, one strike. Chuck Collins, Evan Addis has been a very effective pitcher for the most part today.
Yeah, he's gotten good control, had a couple of no-pass balls and a couple of rough times during the innings when Gillespie scored. But, he's pretty well mixing it up, and, he's all business out there.
One ball, two strikes as Frensko fouled the last pitch off. And Addis nods his head yes, and here comes the 1-2 delivery to CJ, and it's outside. That keeps up the count at two balls and two strikes. It's a 4-1 lead for Tatopoulos. State semifinal. Winner moves on to the state championship game this afternoon. Here's the next pitch, and Frensko swings and misses, and he's down on strike for the second time today. Strikeout number five by Evan Addis. And the batter will be Preston Kaler. He, too, a strikeout victim his first time up. Those fans are trying to make some noise down there so that the Indians can make some noise. And there's a first pitch fouled off to the right side, out of play, strike one. Just not getting around on that fastball of Evan Addis. After five innings in the 1A semifinal, Normal Epiphany leads Pawnee 4-0. One ball, one strike now on Preston Kaler. Next pitch from Evan Addis is on the way. And a check swing on a pitch up high. They're going to ask for some help from the home or first base umpire. And he said, nope, didn't swing. So it's 2-1. Cameron Hailstone waiting on deck for Gillespie. Here's the next delivery from Addis. That's a called strike, and it's 2-2. I don't know what happened to this game. It's been a terrific year for Gillespie, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Next delivery on the way, and that one just misses, and it's a full count on Kaler. Here comes the 3-2 payoff pitch, and a swing and a miss, and Kaler down on strike for the second time today. Sixth strikeout of the day for Evan Addis. And the first two have been retired here in the top of the third inning, and Hailstone will be the batter. Cameron with a two-out double back in the first inning. One of two Gillespie hits on the day. He bats with two down, nobody on. And the Indians trailing 4-1 here in the top of the third. The pitch to Cameron is blown away for ball one. Fighting Illini at Nebraska, 1:30 this afternoon on 105.3 The Odds.
That'll be a tough one for the Illini.
That could be what we call ugly. Swinging a high fly ball into right field and near the foul line. Matthew Daters makes the catch, and the Indians go in order in the top of the third inning. After 2.5 in this state tournament semifinal, it's the top of his four. Gillespie one. More baseball, 60 seconds. Back at the IESA State Baseball Tournament, state tournament semifinal of Class 2A, a 4-1 lead for Totopolis. As T-Town will have Hayden Ruhall, Justin Hardick, and Derek Conkle, the 5, 6, and 7 batters, due up against Aiden Madeline, who's in relief of Zane Cunningham. And 9 innings of pitching that you can do on a weekend, so Madeline is now into his 8th inning of work, officially, before he has to give up on the pitching duty today. That's one of those protective rules.
Right.
Here's the 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. 1-1.
And that's good. We talked about it before. You don't want young arms to get hurt or get tired easily, and it's just a safety factor. And I know the IHSA and the IESA are talking about pitch counts, too, coming up, which we talked about.
Major League Baseball was even talking about a pitch count.
Yeah.
One time earlier this year, which seems kind of weird. But when you have that much money invested in pitching.
I guess so, yeah.
There's a 1-1 pitch. Yeah. Madeline misses down low, and it's 2-1 to Aiden Ruhall. Ruhall, strikeout victim his first time up. I believe we've got Cameron at third, Hailstone at short, Kaler at second, Cunningham at first for the Indians. Here's the next delivery. This one's up high, and the count is 3-1. Lewis, Frensko, and Heron in the outfield, and Griffith catching for Gillespie. Madeline with a 3-1 count. And here's a pitch from Aiden. Curveball gets away from him, and that's, well, I thought that was ball four. It was ball four, wasn't it? Okay, 3-1 then. Gillespie's not going to argue. And a call strike. 3. And a pitch was at the knees. And Madeline got the call.
Yep.
And the Indians aren't going to argue about it.
No matter what the count was, he got the call third strike.
That's right. So that's the first out of the inning. And the fifth strike out of the day for Gillespie, pitching the second by Aiden Madeline. And here's Justin Hardick. Hardick takes a called strike on the outside corner, 0-1. So Madeline will have one more inning of work, and then Jeremy Smith will have to find another pitcher. Maybe he'll go back to Cunningham. You never know. Here's the next delivery this way. Backs Hardick away from the plate, 1-1. Derek Conkle waiting on deck for T-Town. Totopolis leads this game 4-1. Totopolis batting in the bottom of the third, one out, nobody on. 1-1 the count to Justin Hardick. And Madeline pitch, curve ball. This is just off the inside corner, and it's 2-1. Cards play the Pirates. 2:20 this afternoon on AM 1540 and the new FM 106.9. Here's the next delivery. There's a call strike, and it's 2-2. Big moment last night in the Cardinal game with Matt Holliday, who basically probably made his final Cardinal appearance.
Yeah, that was electrifying.
Yeah, hit a home run. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fly ball right side is going to get out of play. And we'll do it again. But the Giants won as well, so it's still a one-game deficit for the Cardinals.
And it'll be interesting, even if the Cardinals make the playoffs or not, some of the off-season decisions they're going to have to make and address.
It'd be wild and woolly. Yeah, there would be a whole different look to the team next spring, that's for sure. One would think, anyway. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Hardick. And he swings and hits a slow roller down the third baseline. Fair right over the bag and an infield hit. Well, Carter trying to let it go foul, and the darn thing just stayed fair.
Right
over the top of the base. And no chance to throw out Hardick. That is the fourth hit of the day for T-Town. And the batter is Derek Conkle. Strikeout victim his first time up. So one on and one out for the Shoes here in the bottom of the third inning. His lead 4-1. Conkle steps in from the right side. Short lead by the runner. The pitch by Madeline is a called strike. Andy Niebrigge, the DH, waiting on deck for Tatopoulos. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That's a called strike two. And it's 0-2. Runner Hardick at first has a short lead. Adeline looking for another strikeout. He's 0-2 on this batter. Here comes the pitch, and a ground ball up the middle. That's a base hit. Back-to-back singles. It's runners at first and second for Tatopoulos, and brings Andy Niebrigge to the plate. Niebrigge singled and scored last inning. And Niebrigge will step to the plate. A right-handed hitter. T-Town trying to make some more noise here in this third inning. They already lead 4-1. Aiden Madeline working from the stretch. Checks the runner at second and delivers. There's a swing and a miss. Strike one. T-Town scored two in the first. Tacked on two in the second. They have 2-1 and one out here in the third. Adeline delivers, and the Vex pitches up high. It's 1-1. This offense is very, very potent for T-Town.
Yeah.
Here's Madeline's next delivery. This is a fly ball into right field, and this one is caught. A leaping catch by Jack Aaron. He kind of misplayed the ball, but it was close enough to make the catch for the second out of the inning, and a bit of a circus act out in right field for Jack today.
Yeah, that got past him. That would have been a whole peck of trouble.
Yeah. So two down in the inning. Pawnee has scored a run in the top of the sixth. And their 1A state semifinal, and they trail Normal Epiphany 4-1. Here for T-Town, Derek Daters is the batter. Two down, and runner at first and second. And the pitch to Daters is outside for ball one. Derek successfully sacrificed last inning. Runners lead away. Madeline trying to get out of the inning without any runs being scored. There's a pitch foul back to the screen. 1-1. Aiden pitched very well yesterday in the opening game for the Indians. And on a state tournament weekend series, you're allowed 9 innings of pitching. He is in his 8th inning with this pitch performance today. Here's a ground ball to first field there by Cunningham, and that's going to end the inning. So in the inning, no runs, 2 hits, 2 left stranded. The Shoes have stranded 5 on the day. We play 3 innings of the IESA Class 2A State Tournament semifinal. It is T-Town 4, Gillespie 1, back with more baseball in 60 seconds. Well, it may not last long, but the sun is out here at the ballpark in Eastside Center in East Gillespie. As the first pitch to Zane Cunningham delivered. Here's the next delivery. It's been blown away.
In this case, when the sun comes out, it's warmer outside than it is in the press box. Because it's probably warming up a little bit out there.
Yep. Here's the next delivery to Cunningham. And that's ball three. Or ball two, 2-1. Cunningham, Aiden M. Madeline, and Jack Heron do up for Gillespie here in the top of the fourth inning. Let's see if they can get to Evan Addis. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a hard hit ball. Oh. Knocked down by the third baseman, Ruhal, but into left field for a base hit. Smoked. Third hit of the day for Gillespie as Cunningham leads off with a base hit, and Madeline will be the batter. Aiden Singleton scored back in the second inning. So the Indians try to make some noise here in the top of the fourth. Addis working from the stretch. Here's a pitch to Madeline. Pop up right side. I think a play for the first baseman, and he makes the catch. Derek Conkle in foul territory. And Madeline is retired. And Jack Heron will be the batter. Heron, who made that leaping catch last half inning, is at the plate now with one down, a runner at first base, and the Indians trailing 4-1. Batting here in the top of the fourth inning. The pitch. That's a called strike. Heron walked his first time up and was stranded back in the second inning. And won the count. Here's the next delivery from Addis. And this one misses up and in, and it's one ball, one strike. One ball, one strike, a lead at first by Cunningham, and a throw over to first. Zane is back safely. Gillespie can string together two or three hits here and make Addis work a little bit. Maybe knock him out of the ballgame. Here's the pitch. And the called strike on the inside corner. One ball, two strikes. Addis has six strikeouts of the day. Walked none. Quick glance at the runner at first and the pitch. Hang and a miss. Down on strikes is Heron. That's the seventh strikeout of the day. Two down in the inning for Gillespie, and Gavin Griffith will be the batter. Griffith with a sacrifice fly and an RBI back in the second inning. Bats with two down, a runner at first base, and Gillespie trailing 4-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. If Gavin can put the ball in play. Here's the first pitch from Addis, and he fouls this one back to the screen for strike one. Oh, and one, the pitch to Griffith, and a curveball drops in and misses inside, and it's one ball, one strike. Anthony Rebus waiting on deck for the Indians. Here's the next delivery. This one's fouled straight back. One ball, two strikes on Gavin Griffith. Well, Addis hasn't walked anybody. Struck out seven. He's done a pretty good job of keeping the Gillespie batters off stride. He's ahead of the count on Griffith. 1-2 at the pitch. And this one drives him off the plate, and it's 2-2.
And Gillespie has had some hard-hit balls. They just haven't had them put together. They're kind of sporadic. They've had a couple of hard-hit balls.
Short lead by the runner at first. That's Cunningham. He's there with two outs and the 2-2 pitch, and that's a called strike three right down the heart of the plate. Eighth strikeout of the day for Evan Addis in the inning for Gillespie. No runs, a hit, a base runner left stranded. They've stranded three on the day. We go to the home half of the fourth inning in the state tournament semifinal round game in Class 2A. It's the top of four. Gillespie 1. More baseball in 60 seconds. Now we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. A 4-1 lead for Tatopoulos in the state tournament semifinal round game. And back to the top of the batting order. Evan Wormuth, Sam Buescher, Evan Addis do up for the shoes of T-Town. T-Town 15-6 coming into the game today. So it'd be 14-3. And Wormert with a strikeout victim back in the first. Singleton scored in the second, and he will lead it off here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Four runs, five hits, no errors for T-Town. They've stranded five. One run, three hits, no errors for Gillespie. They've stranded three on the day. Normal Epiphany has increased their lead now to 6-1 over Pawnee after six innings of play in the Class 1A state tournament semifinal. And here's Aiden Madeline getting ready to work for Gillespie, and the pitch is inside for ball one to Wormert. Wormert is a catcher today for T-Town. Right-handed hitter. The pitch swings and misses. One ball, one strike. Buescher waiting on deck, and then Addis to follow. Here comes the 1-1 delivery. And there's a fly ball towards the first baseman and caught by Cunningham. And that's one down in the inning, and Buescher will be the batter. Buescher walked and scored in the first. Walked and was stranded in the second. Advance with one down, nobody on. Shoes clogging along with a 4-1 lead. One of the neat names, nicknames.
Oh,
wouldn't you?
No doubt about it. It has to be the top 10. You know, you see surveys of top 10 mascot names in Illinois, and that's always got to be in there.
The shoes. First pitch to Buescher is fouled down the third baseline for strike one. Evan Addis waiting on deck for T-Town. Madeline looks in for the sign from Griffith. Finally gets the one he wants. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to Buescher. And a swing and a miss. Strike two. This will be the last inning of work for Madeline. As the Indians will have to turn to somebody else to take care of the pitching chores. Next pitch is down low, and it's one ball, two strikes. Now the sun has disappeared, and it's kind of brisk again.
Yeah, yeah. All makes all the difference in the world, the sun.
Here's the 1-2 delivery, swing and a miss. Down on strikes is Sam Buescher. That is the third strike out of the day for Madeline, sixth of the day for Gillespie pitching. Two down and nobody on, and Addis will be the batter. He walked and scored in the first, blew out to right in the second. T-Town leading 4-1, bottom of the fourth. Two outs and nobody on for the pitcher for T-Town. Here's the first delivery and a kind of a half swing and a pitch fouled off of the right side for strike one. Still can't believe how deep the Gillespie outfielders are. My goodness.
Yeah.
Jack Aaron barely in the ballpark in right field. Here's the next pitch. Check swing goes low and it's one ball, one strike. Oh, man. Of course, these kids are playing, used to playing probably on bigger high school fields and where it's a little more open. So.
That's true, yeah.
Here's a 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Ball and two strikes on Evan Addis. Matthew Dater is waiting on deck if Addis can keep the inning alive for T-Town. Madeline looks in. Here comes the one ball, two strike pitch. Misses down low, and it's 2-2. Aiden gets the sign he wants. And here comes the pitch to Evan Addis, and this is fouled off to the right side, out of play. Neat setup here at this facility with multiple ballparks and multiple games going on at the same time. Always seems to be something happening cheers from one side of
the
facility or the other.
Yeah.
And Pawnee is lost in the state semifinal by the final of 62, so Pawnee will be participating in the third place game in Class 1A. So good luck to the Indians of Pawnee this afternoon at, I think, about 2 o'clock is when they play. Here's the next pitch is fouled off. 2 o'clock. Of course, Tim Crotteville, the principal at Pawnee, has a son that plays. His dad, Roger, who we've had on the sports show before. Roger and Mary watching their grandson play. Next pitch is outside, 3-2. So we wish them good luck, the Indians of Pawnee, as they will play in the third place game this afternoon. 3-2, the count to Evan Addis. Aiden Madeline trying to put an end to this inning. Here comes the 3-2 payoff pitch. Curveball. See you later. Call strike three. So the shoes go in order here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Aiden Madeline's day is done as far as pitching duties are concerned. We played four innings in the state tournament 2A semifinal. It is T-Town 4. Gillespie 1. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Well, we go to the top of the fifth inning as the Gillespie Indians trail the shoes of D-Town 4-1. It'll be Anthony Rebus, Jake Carter, and then back to the top of the batting order, C.J. Frensco here in the top of the fifth inning as Evan Addis goes back to work on the hill for Titopoulos. And a swing and a miss, strike one to Anthony Rebus. Anthony, a strikeout victim his first time up. Addis has not hurt himself too much. He's had 8 strikeouts and no walks today, giving up 3 hits. There's a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2 on Anthony Rebus. That little hiccup there in the second inning when the Indians scored a run. And a swing and a miss, and down on strikes is Rebus. That's the 9th strikeout of the day, first out in the inning. And the batter will be Jake Carter.
Almost seems like he's getting a little stronger as he goes along.
Got a second win, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's retired 4 in a row now. And Carter, a strikeout victim his first time up, takes a pitch up high for ball one. And the 1-0 pitch to Carter. Swing and a foul off the right side. 1-1. We talked about D-Town winning the last 3 state championships. They've got the program in place. You know, they've got the kids. They've got the program. That's why they're always so competitive. 1-1, the count, and a bunt. Down the first baseline is going to be a foul ball. And the count will be 1-2 on Jake Carter.
I wonder what they're feeding those kids because they've got some pretty good-sized individuals out there.
I don't know. I think when they're born, they're handed a ball and a bat. And
yeah.
A basketball.
Right in the crib, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they've been pretty good at soccer as well. Here's the next delivery. This pitch is a called strike three as it catches the outside corner. That's the 10th strikeout of the day for Evan Addis. 2 down in the inning for Gillespie, and C.J. Frensco will be the batter. C.J. has struck out twice today. He faces Evan Addis for the third time. And Evan's first pitch to Frensco, a ground ball, slow roller to the shortstop, throw to first base, not in time. Infield hit for C.J. Frensco. That is the fourth hit of the day for the Indians. And that brings Preston Kaler to the plate. Buescher did everything he could do, but he just had to wait on it at shortstop and couldn't throw Frensco out. There's Kaler, a strikeout victim twice today as well. Indians are trailing 4-1, batting in the top of the fifth. The runner at first and 2 down, and the pitch back to the screen. Down to second base goes Frensco. All on the count on Preston Kaler. Cameron Hailstone waiting on deck. If the Indians can get Kaler aboard, bring Hailstone up. Here's the next pitch. Up high, 2-0. Hailstone had a double back in the first inning. Haddix. Delivers, and there's a called strike, and it's 2-1.
This would be a big run if they could get it home, just kind of peck away. We still have a couple of innings to go, but that's a big run out there.
And the next delivery, a little swinging bunt down the third baseline, fielded by the pitcher, throw to first base in time. A good play that time by Addis as he bounced off the pitcher's mound, caught the ball near the third baseline and throws. Preston Kaler out, play goes 1-3 to end the inning. No runs, a hit, a base runner left stranded. The Indians have stranded four on the day. We go to the home half of the fifth inning in this state tournament semifinal. It's T-Town 4, Gillespie 1. Back with more in 60 seconds. Well, the Indians have made a pitching change as Cameron Hailstone comes into the contest as Aiden Madeline has worked, well, has used up all of his innings that he can pitch for this weekend. So he's done for the rest of the day as far as pitching duties are concerned. Hailstone moves from his shortstop position, so Madeline moves back to third base, and I believe Carter is at short now. Jay Carter. So, Cameron Hailstone will face Matthew Gators, Aiden Ruhal, and Justin Hardick here in the bottom of the fifth inning. T-Town leading 4-1. So let's see what kind of success Cameron has against the shoes of Tatopoulos. Gators fouls the first pitch back to the screen for strike one. Gators on the day has doubled and struck out. Driven in a run. Hailstone gets the sign and delivers. Swinging a ground ball to the second baseman. Backhanded by Kaler for the first base in time. What a play by Preston Kaler at second base. He was out on the outfield grass when he caught that ball backhanded, and he throws out Matthew Gators. Terrific play. One down. Don't see that very often at this level.
Right.
Or you backhand the ball and make a good throw like that. So one down for T-Town, and Hayden Ruhal will be the batter. Here's the pitch to Hayden. And the first pitch is up high for ball one. Ruhal has struck out twice today, both on called strikes. Here's the next pitch from Hailstone. And it's down low, and it's 2-0. Hardick waiting on deck for Tatopoulos. Winner moves on to the championship game at 4:30 this afternoon. And the loser will play in the third place game at 2:30. Here's a little fly ball on the infield, caught by the shortstop, Carter. And that'll be the second out of the inning. Hardick is the batter. He has walked and singled today, been stranded twice. That with two down, nobody on. T-Town leading 4-1, bottom of the fifth inning. Hailstone delivers, and the first pitch is down low for ball one. Four runs, five hits for T-Town. One run, four hits for Gillespie today. Here's a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike by Hardick. T-Town has only gone in order once, and that was last inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch. This one's down and in, 2-1. I had people all over the base paths today. That's something they do frequently, I suspect.
Yes.
Sporting a 15-6 record. Here's the next delivery. Ground ball right back to the pitcher, Hailstone. Stops, throws to first, and that ends the inning. Play goes 1-2-3. The shoes go in order here in the bottom of the fifth inning. We go to the top of the sixth in this state semifinal. It's T-Town 4, Gillespie 1. Back with more in 60 seconds. Well, we go to the top of the sixth inning. And the Gillespie Indians need to find some lightning in a bottle here. They trail 4-1 as Evan Addis goes back to work on the hill for the shoes of T-Town. And the first pitch to Cameron Hailstone is a called strike. It'll be Hailstone, Cunningham, and Madeline due up. 10 strikeouts on the day and no walks for Evan Addis. Here's the next pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2. Addis is having the kind of day that Madeline had yesterday for Gillespie.
Exactly.
Here's the next delivery. Swing and fouled out of play. Count remains 0-2. I don't know about you, Chuck, but when you see people at a ballpark and milling around and things happening at baseball games and tournaments, it's a great sight. It really, really is.
Exactly.
Next delivery. Swing and a hard hit ball picked by the third baseman, Ruhal. The low throw is scooped out at first base by Gary Conklin. What a heck of a play by Hayden Ruhal at third base.
Yeah.
A hard hit ball, short hop ball. He grabbed and made the throw. Play goes 5-3 for the first out. That was a terrific defensive play.
Yeah, on both ends.
Yeah.
The first baseman dug it out.
Conkle did his part on the first base side of things. So one down for the Indians. And Zane Cunningham takes a called strike from Evan Addis. Zane on the day has grounded out and singled. Next delivery is a swing and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2. One down, nobody on. Gillespie trailing 4-1. We're in the bottom or the top of the sixth inning. Here's Addis' next delivery. This one is down and in. That may have actually come off the shin guard of the home plate umpire. One ball, two strikes. And Addis working quickly, delivers, and this pitch is up high. It's 2-2. Miners had their scoring, did their scoring back in the second inning, and really haven't had much of an opportunity since then. Next pitch is up high, and the count 3-2. Madeline had a leadoff single, Aaron a walk, and then a sacrifice fly, and a by Griffith, scored the run as Madeline was at third. And now ball four. That's the first walk given up by Evan Addis today.
That's what I was going to say. I don't remember any walks and scattered four hits and scattered the key word. Gillespie just can't get the hits together yet.
So here's Aiden Madeline. See what Aiden can do. He's 1-for-2 with a run scored today. First pitch is up high for ball one. Down at first base is Cunningham for Gillespie. Miners or the Indians are trailing 4-1. Here's a pitch to Madeline outside, and the count is 2-0. And now the catcher, Wormert, wants to go out and talk to his hurler. And Jeremy Smith will take the opportunity to talk to Madeline, the hitter. Jeremy goes back down to the third base coach's box. The catcher, Wormer, comes back. 2-0 the count to Aiden Madeline. Looking to keep the inning going here. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike on the outside corner, 2-1. Addis checks and delivers, and a called strike two. So he was down in the count, 2-0, and Addis has come back to even it up at 2-2, and Madeline now has to protect the plate with two strikes. Addis to the stretch and the pitch. Check swing. Did he go around? Asked for some help at first. No, he did not, and the count goes full, 3-2.
I love check swings. You get a moan from either side. I love it.
Three balls, two strikes on that line. Addis with the payoff pitch. Here it comes, swing and a miss, and down on strike is Madeline. Struck out number 11 on the day for Evan Addis. Two down in the inning for Gillespie. And Jack Heron will be the batter. Jack has walked and struck out today. Cunningham is at first base with two down. Indians trailing 4-1. Here's the pitch. Inside for ball one. Aaron's a right fielder. He made a catch where it was kind of discombobulated out there, but he did make the catch at a very important time in the ball game because that could have led to at least two additional runs for T-Town. Next pitch is down low, and it's 2-0 on Jack Aaron. Addis delivers. There's a called strike. Two balls and a strike. You know what? I think I'm down to my last set of pages here. Good thing we only have one more game today. And scorebook's full. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a slow roller to the shortstop. Field throws in. That ends the inning. Aaron grounds out 6-3. No runs, no hits. A walk, a base runner left stranded. Five stranded for the Indians on the day. We go to the home half of the sixth inning. It's T-Town 4, Gillespie 1. IESA Class 2A State Baseball Tournament semifinal round game between Gillespie and Teutopolis. T-Town batting here in the bottom of the sixth, leading 4-1. It'll be Derek Conkle, Andy Niebrigge, and Derek Gators, the bottom three in the batting order, for the Shoes. Cameron Hailstone in his second inning of work, facing Derek Conkle for the first time. Here's the first pitch, swinging a ground ball to the shortstop. Carter Graff throws in time. One pitch, one out. That's the way to do it, fellas. And Niebrigge will be the batter. Niebrigge has singled and scored and flown out to right. One down, nobody on. Shoes leading 4-1, bottom of the sixth inning. Who will the Indians have up in the seventh? Griffith, Rebus, and Carter. These 7, 8, and 9 batters do up. And the first pitch to Niebrigge is a called strike. A breaking pitch that caught the inside corner. Derek Dater is waiting on deck. Next delivery. This one is down low. That's one ball, one strike. I will say this about the bottom of the batting order for Gillespie baseball team. Whether it's junior high or high school, a lot of times we've seen rallies started with the bottom three in the batting order. Just the way it works out. Next pitch is up and in, and it's 2-1. The number of times over the years I've seen that happen is amazing.
Not so important.
Next pitch misses down and in. And Hailstone has fallen behind. Niebrigge in the count, 3-1. Cameron gets his sign and delivers. And there's a ground ball. That is a foul ball just about an inch outside the bag at third. And that makes it a full count.
What's exciting about the play at this level is, this is the future. And you can look at the players now and say, wow, look at the next, 4 years that we have coming our way at the high school level.
They're getting it.
Yeah.
That's the thing, yeah. They're getting it.
Yeah.
Makes it fun. So here's a 3-2 ping-off pitch to Andy Niebrigge from Cameron Hailstone, and it's on the way. And it's ball 4-5. That is the fifth walk issued by Gillespie pitching, the first by Hailstone today. And the batter will be Derek Daters. Daters with a sacrifice back in the second, grounded out in the third. The Daters will bat with a runner on at first. There's going to be a courtesy runner. And that's going to be Mitch Altoff. So Altoff running at first base. Daters will be the batter. T-Town leading 4-1. They scored 2 in the first, 2 in the second. Threatened in the third. They have a runner on here in the sixth. Hailstone will work from the stretch. For the first time this afternoon, facing Derek Dater. Runner has his lead. He is going. The pitch is a bunt. They're going to throw nowhere. First baseman had come in and was not covering the bag.
Yep.
So everybody's safe. Okay. So a base hit. That'll be the sixth of the day for T-Town. And that puts runners at first and second with one out. And back to the top of the batting order, Evan Wormert, who has an RBI on the day. T-Town leading 4-1. Hailstone in a bit of a pickle right now for Gillespie. Checks the runners and delivers. And the pitch is up and in for ball one. Congo is retired to start this inning. Then a walk, an infield single. Back to the top of the batting order, a throw to first base, and the runner back safely. We didn't hear earlier, Pawnee lost to Normal Epiphany in their Class 1A semifinal. 6-2 was the final there, or 6-1 was the final there. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Wormer takes a called strike on the inside corner. One ball, one strike. Hailstone trying to concentrate on the hitter here. Looks in for the sign. Runners lead away. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And this is a breaking pitch that misses, and it's 2-1. Sam Buescher waiting on deck for the Shoes of T-Town. Hailstone checks the runners and delivers. And a breaking pitch misses inside, and it's 3-1. Three balls and a strike to Wormert. Here's Hailstone's next pitch. Is a swing and a miss. That makes it three balls and two strikes. Cameron can use the strikeout here. He hasn't had one on the afternoon. Runners lead away from first and second. One down in the inning. And the 3-2 pitch to Wormert from Hailstone is a ground ball to the second baseman. Throws the first base out. The runners advance to second and third, but that's two down in the inning. And the batter will be Sam Buescher, who's walked and scored. Walked twice today. Scored a run, also struck out. Buescher. Now we're going to have another courtesy runner, or a pinch runner, Jordan Hardick, out at second base. The ball toss at third, Hardick at second, and Buescher will be the batter. As T-Town, already leading 4-1, trying to add to their lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Buescher will step in from the right side. Two runners in scoring position for the Wooden Shoes. Cameron Hailstone trying to shut down the threat here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Try and keep the ball game at 4-1. Here's the pitch. And misses inside for ball one. Do have a base open. Evan Addis is waiting on deck. Here's the next delivery. Swing and a fly ball. Into right. That is down. Two runs will score. Down to second base goes Buescher with a two-out double. And that's going to make it a 6-1 lead as Sam Buescher doubles home two with two outs. So all top scores, other runners scores. So T-Town has tagged two more runs on here. in the sixth inning to make it a 6-1 lead.
That was perfectly placed between the center and right. Nothing you could do about that. You know, that was going to be trouble right off the bat, and that's exactly what happened. And the deficit may be a little bit deep now for Gillespie this late in the game.
And the Indians intentionally walk at us, so they give him a free pass. He moves on down to first base, so it's Buescher at second, Addis at first, two down, two runs home, a 6-1 lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning for G-Town, and here's Matthew Daters, the cleanup hitter. Daters has doubled, has an RBI, struck out, grounded out. Hailstone is a stretch in the pitch, swing and a bounding ball over and ahead of the third baseman, and a run will score. That'll make it 7-1. And a double from Daters. Daters drives in his second run of the day. And it's first or second and third with two down now. That's the eighth hit of the day for P-Town. And Hayden Ruhal will be the batter. So T-Town is adding on here in this sixth inning. Makes it 7-1. And Ruhal is the batter. He is 0-for-3 on the day. Runners lead away at second and third. Hailstone delivers, pitch back to the screen, and comes right back to him, so no advance by the runners. Want to know the count on Hayden Ruhal. There's Hailstone to the stretch and the pitch. Ruhal fouls it out of play. One ball, one strike. 1-1, guys? Is that what you have? 2-1. Don't have it. Okay. I've got 1-1. We'll see. Next pitch from Hailstone. That's a called strike. One ball, two strikes to count on Hayden Ruhal. Three runs have been scored here in the sixth inning. And a 7-1 lead for Totopoulos. And the 1-2 pitch is popped up. It's going to come back and out of play.
I got it.
Just about 6 feet in front of us. Ouch, 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 ouch. Tough inning here for the Indians. T-Town threatening again with runners at second and third and two down. Here's a 1-2 pitch. This one's down low and it's 2-2. Ruhal is the eighth man to come to the plate here in the inning. Waiting on deck is Justin Hardick. Here's a swing and a foul down the third baseline. And a big old hill to climb in that seventh inning for the Gillespie Indians. Instead of a 4-1 lead, it's now a 7-1 lead for T-Town. 2-2 the count to Hayden Ruhal. Ruhal awaits the pitch from Hailstone, and Cameron delivers, and that's ball three, so it must have been 3-2. All right. That is the second walk given up by Hailstone. That's going to load the bases. With two outs and Justin Hardick, ninth man to hit in the inning for T-Town. Hardick has walked, singled, and grounded out today. The bases are loaded. T-Town leading 7-1. Hardick deliver, or the pitch delivered to Hardick, gets away and from behind and comes back to the catcher who throws to the pitcher, but it's not in time as Evan Addis scores from third base, and that makes it 8-1 on the wild pitch. The other runners move up. Gators at third base and Ruhal at second. And now it's an 8-1 lead for the Wooden Shoes. Hailstone delivers. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Cameron's next delivery misses inside with a fastball, and it's two balls and a strike. Derek Conkle waiting on deck. He started off this inning by grounding out to the shortstop. 2-1, they count to Harnack. The next delivery over his head, and it's 3-1. K-Town, the team that has won this 2A championship the last 3 years. And
wow.
I think four out of the last five. And
you can see why.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Hailstone, and that hit the batter. So that'll load the bases up again. And that'll bring up Derek Conkle for the second time here in the sixth inning. He started this thing off by grounding out to the shortstop. And they're going to check out Harnack just to make sure he's okay. Trying to walk it off down the first baseline. And I think we're going to have a substitute for him. Caleb Bannock is running at first base for Harnack. So Harnack will get a chance to sit down and out of the sight of everybody else rubbing. Make it feel a little bit better.
Yeah, a cold day.
A cold day. Yeah. So four runs home, four T-Town, bases loaded, two outs in the inning. And here's Gunkel. He swings and a base hit into left field. One more run will score. So he has his first base hit of the day. And that makes it a 9-1 lead for T-Town. Haters crosses the plate. Bases are still loaded. Two outs, and here's, well, let's see, they're going to bring in John Blummer to hit. So Blummer, hitting here in the sixth inning. He's a right-handed hitter. Bases are loaded, 4-0. 5 runs home and a 9-1 lead. And the pitch. Down low for ball one. Ibrahimov was in there. Scored a couple of runs. Blummer's hitting for him here in this inning. Ibrahimov's spot has come up a second time here in the sixth inning. Ball two is outside. And it's 2-0. Here's a 2-0 pitch from Hailstone. This one's fouled back to the screen. 2-1. Well, the Miners can't pull off the miracle rally here in the top of the seventh. They'll play in the third place game at about 2:30 this afternoon. And they'll have to find a way to regroup after battling the defending champions here from T-Town. The next pitch, swing and a shot down the first baseline is foul, and that makes the count 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's been a long, long inning for Cameron Hailstone.
That's a situation where you don't have a lot of pitchers to begin with, and that's the reason probably why he's having to go so long.
Yeah. Here's the next pitch. It's up high, and the count is full. So you got the play. Two outs, bases loaded.
Yeah.
Runners will be off with the pitch. Plummer steps back in. Hailstone to the stretch. There go the runners, and that's a dead ball. Ball hit him. Oh. That's the second time a batter's been hit by a pitch. That'll force a run home. And that'll make it a 10-1 ball game. As Harnick moves to third, Kunkel to second, Blummer at first, and Overbeck will bat now. He'll bat for Derek Daters. Well, Overbeck steps in from the right side. The pitch is outside for ball one.
I think he called it a strike.
Oh, he called it a strike?
Yep.
Okay. 0-1. Must be getting delirious here. Here's the next pitch. This one's fouled off to the right side, 0-2. A 10-1 lead for T-Town. 12th man to hit here in the inning is Overbeck. He's behind in the count, 0-2, and the pitch from Hailstone is up high. One ball, two strikes. Hailstone delivers, and a swing and a miss, and down on strikes. Is Overbeck. He was frustrated, but it's a good inning for the Shoes of T-Town. They score six runs here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and they have a rather comfortable 10-1 lead. As Gillespie will come to bat in the top of the seventh inning, we'll come back with more from the Class 2A State Baseball Tournament in just a moment. Well, here we are at the top of the seventh inning. Gillespie trailing 10-1. It'll be Gavin Griffith leading things off. He'll be followed by Anthony Rivas and then Jake Carter. The bottom three in the batting order due up against Evan Addis. And Addis throws a first pitch strike to Gavin Griffith, who has had a sacrifice fly and an RBI today. Struck out. Now grounds the ball to short. Throw to first base in time. Griffith retired 6-3 for the first out here in the top of the seventh inning. In fact, the Miners are headed to a third-place game about 2:30 this afternoon, although this game is pushing the 12 o'clock game back a little bit later. So that'll be an approximate time. Here's the next pitch from Addis. This one's to Anthony Rivas. It's up high for ball one. Anthony's 0 for 2 on the day with a couple of strikeouts. Addis has struck out 11 on the day. Next pitch is up high, and it's 2-0. One run, four hits for Gillespie. 10 runs, 9 hits for T-Town. Addis trying to throw the complete game. Here's a swing and a miss. 2-1 the count. Jay Carter waiting on deck for Gillespie. Here's the next delivery. Whoa, that one had to duck out of the way. And the count is 3-1. And the 3-1 delivery is ball four. That's the second walk given up on the day by Evan Addis. Struck out 11, walked only 2. And Jake Carter will be the batter. Carter has struck out twice today. There's the pitch. He swings and misses for strike one. Gillespie trailing 10-1. Indians batting here in the top of the seventh inning. Addis delivers, and this pitch is up and away, and it's one ball, one strike. In the second semifinal round game, it'll be Winona Fieldcrest taking on St. Joseph. And the next pitch fouled out of play. One ball, two strikes. And we see a little sunshine again.
Yeah,
a blue sky.
Yeah.
1-2 the count to Carter. He shoots this one into right field. That is over the head of the right fielder, Dater. That one's going to roll to the fence. There's Rebus heading into third base. So Gillespie making a little noise here late in the ball game. They need to make a lot more noise. They trail 10-1, but the Indians have runners at second and third with one out, and C.J. Frenchco at the top of the batting order due up. C.J. 1-for-3 on the day. Well, the miners aren't laying down, put it that way. They're battling back best they can against a young man who's had an outstanding day pitching, Evan Addis. There's a delivery to Frenchco. This is up high for ball one. On the fifth hit of the day for Gillespie. Here's the next pitch. Frenchco fouls this one out of play. One ball, one strike. Everybody yells heads up and everybody looks down.
Yeah.
And covers their head.
Yeah.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Frenchco started to swing, held up, and takes the call strike two. Preston Kaler waiting on deck for Gillespie. Here's the next delivery. Frenchco takes outside, and it's 2-2. All the miners need is about a 10-run rally here. In the top of the seventh inning, here's the pitch. Frenchco takes ball three down low, and the count is full. And Addis is ready. His pitch, Frenchco, ground ball to the second baseman. Throw to first, out. A run will score. That'll make it a 10-2 ball game as Rebus crosses the plate. Frenchco drives in the run with a ground out for the second out of the inning. And down to third base goes Jay Carter, and the batter is Preston Kaler. Preston has struck out, grounded out, 0-for-3 on the day. He takes ball one up high. Well, that's news for you coming up after the conclusion of this ball game broadcast. We'll be back at approximately 2:30 for the third place game this afternoon here on FM 106 with the Gillespie Indians. Unless, of course, the Indians do pull off that 10-run rally with two outs. Pitch is fouled out of play. Hailstone waiting on deck. One ball, two strikes, the count. Key count, one strike away. Here's the pitch up high. And got a full count now, guys. I think it's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. We'll call it. Here's the next pitch. And I was right. Now it's 3-2. Better be to be lucky than good. Three balls, two strikes. Addis delivers. And the pitch foul, back it out of play. Winona Fieldcrest and St. Joseph's ready to square off in the second semifinal round game as soon as this one's completed and they get the field touched up. And three balls, two strikes, the count to Preston Kaler. Evan Addis to the stretch, the pitch, swing and a ground ball to the shortstop. Fielded there by Buescher, throw to first base in time, that's the ball game. And T-Town has defeated Gillespie here in the second semi, or in the Class 2A semifinal round game by the final of 10-2. We'll take a quick break, come back and put the wraps on this one in just a moment. Well, the final in this semifinal round game, a 10-2 win for Totopoulos over Gillespie. 10 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Wooden Shoes. They stranded 8 base runners today. They scored 2 runs in the first, 2 in the third. They tagged on 6 runs in the 6th inning for their 10-run total. For Gillespie, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They stranded 6 base runners on the day. Single tallies in the 2nd and the 7th inning for Gillespie. With the win, T-Town now 16-6. And the Shoes will play in the state championship game scheduled for approximately 4:30 this afternoon. Gillespie drops to 14-4. They will play in the 2:30 game this afternoon. The next semifinal game here in 2A has Winona Fieldcrest taking on St. Joseph. Just a quick reminder for 1A fans of Pawnee. Pawnee lost 6-1 in their semifinal round game. They'll be playing in the Class 1A third place game this afternoon. Chuck Collins, thank you so much for sitting in. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Oh,
we don't get a chance to get together very often anymore, but always great to see you.
Oh, yeah, great. And, you know, Gillespie just couldn't put together the hits in a row. They scattered the hits out. And, of course, the Totopoulos defending state champs past 3 years, you know why. They are a very tough opponent out there, and this time of the year in tourney time, it looks like they're extra tough.
Good pitching always stops good hitting. It always does, and it always will. So congratulations to T-Town and to Gillespie. Gillespie will play for third place at about 2:30 this afternoon, so just stay tuned to WFMI FM 106, and we'll have live coverage for you later on this afternoon. Today's broadcast has been brought to you by Jessica Ely, your State Farm Insurance agent in Gillespie, the Adopt-A-Fed Shelter in Benelde, the Dairy Queen in Gillespie, Quality Motors in Gillespie, Randy's Market serving Gillespie and Benelde, Steve Giacchino at Gillespie Chiropractic Clinic, Quality Flooring 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16, quality you can stand on, Drew Ford in Gillespie serving the area since 1967, Macoupin County's only Ford dealer, by Themis Catering and Themis Salami Sausage and Pizza in Benelde, by Cravagna Funeral Homes in Gillespie, Benelde, and Bunker Hill, Hicks Maytag Home Appliance Center in downtown Gillespie, and by the United Community Bank in Gillespie. Once again, the final. T-Town wins this one this afternoon, 10-2 over the Indians of Gillespie. We'll be back about 2:30 this afternoon with the third-place game right here on WSMI FM 106. I'm Terry Toth. So long from Eastside Center in East Peoria.